we are holding in Siman Tov Lamed Ches. The Mechaber writes, Achbar shenichnas lebayis baduk v'kikar b'piv, a mouse that enters the house that's checked, and he has chametz b'piv, v'nichnas acharav v'matza pirurim, and a person checks after him and finds crumbs, afilu kidei kol hakikar, even if these crumbs amount to the entire kikar that the mouse brought, tzorech lachzer livdoi kabayis achar hakikar shehichnis. He is required to do another bedika of the bayis. We will see that the bayis here is a reference really only to the room of which the mouse brought the chametz, not more than the room. And throughout the siman and the following siman, that's what bayis means. The bayis means the room that the mouse brought the chametz. Why must he check? Says the Mechaber, lefi she'ein darkei shel achbar lefarer, because it's not the way of a mouse to be mefarer chametz, to make crumbs. Bahani pirurim me'alma osu. So therefore, these crumbs must have come from some other place. V'loi mi'oise kikar, and not from the kikar that he brought. Now the Mishnah Berurah writes that we're obviously not just talking about an achbar, we're talking about any chaya. But if a person would discover chametz that was in his house, that did not come from a chaya, after he had already done bedika, the chametz that he discovers would not be soiser the cheskas bedika. It wouldn't require him to do a new bedika of the house. And likewise, if it would be a bardas, a goy, or a child who is already has das, then also we would not have to assume that the house is no longer becheskas baduk, and we would not require a new bedika, and certainly we could trust his testimony that he did not hide chametz somewhere in the house. We will see shortly about a tinok who is not a bardas. Says the Mishnah Berurah that even if this kikar that the mouse brought is a kikar kata, it's a small kikar that it's possible that the mouse ate. So we have here a suffek if bichlal there is any chametz in the house. And even if we already had done bittel, which means that the chiyuv bedika now is only a chiyuv midrabanan, still we would be required to do a bedika of this bais, of this room. Why? I suffek derabanan lekula. If we already had a cheskas bedika and a suffek, if there's a new chiyuv that's created by this mouse because maybe he ate the chametz, so why don't we say suffek derabanan lekula? Says the Mishnah Berurah, because ein suffek moitzi midei vadai. Because this mouse brought chametz into the house, that creates a situation where there's vadai, a new chiyuv bedika, and we would need more than a suffek to exempt oneself from this new chiyuv that had been created, this new reisa, this new chiyuv that had created by the mouse coming into the house. Now, says the Mishnah Berurah that we're only talking in the siman here, in this sif, about finding pirurim, about finding crumbs, like the Mechaber explained, because it's not the derech of the achbar to be mefarer. But if he found a kikar shalem, then could he now be toiled that this kikar shalem was what the mouse brought into the house? Says the Mishnah Berurah that it depends. If he had already done bittel, and the chiyuv is only a chiyuv midrabanan, then he could be toiled that the kikar shalem came from the mouse. But if he had not done bittel, then he must be assumed that the chametz must be somewhere else in the house, and he cannot be toiled that this kikar that he discovered is the kikar that the mouse brought, and he's chayev to do a new bedika. Now we mentioned that the Magen Avraham says that it's only that room that the mouse brought chametz. Says the Mishnah Berurah that if you have a suffek as to which room the mouse brought the chametz, you know that he brought chametz into your house. But your mesupik, which room did the mouse bring the chametz? Then it would depend on Simon Tav Lamed Tes Sif Beis, the machlokas there between the Mechaber and the Ramah, which means Hashem we will see tomorrow, that machlokas. The Mechaber continues. Avoim tinok nichnas labayis baduk. If it would be a tinok that came, a child that would come into the house, v'kikar biyadoi, v'nichnas acharav u'matza pirurim. And he'd bring in a kikar, and we would find after him that there would be crumbs. Ein sarach lachzer v'livdaik sheches kosoi she'ochlei. We would not be required to chase to do an ubedika, because we can assume that he ate this kikar. Ve'elu ha'pirurim she'nofu mimenu b'shas achila she'derech ha'tinok lefar. Then you can assume that these crumbs that I saw, even if these crumbs do not amount to the amount of the whole kikar that he brought, but that these crumbs were the remainder of the kikar that he ate. And we do not have to do a new bedika. That's the first opinion brought in the Mechaber, the Yesh Oimer, the Das HaTur. His Machmer says, She'im ein bepirurim kidei kol hakikar, tzarech lach zor v'livdaik. That the only way we could be toile these pirurim on the tinoik would be if the pirurim had constituted the whole kikar that the tinoik brought. Says the Mishnah Brura that if the bedika the bittul has already been done and the bedika is a chiyuv midrabanan, then we can be soimech on the day of Rishayna l'kula, and we can be soimech that the pirurim, even if it's not kedei kol hakikar, came from the tinaik. But if we had not done bittul, and the chiv is a chiv deraisa, then we would be required to do a new medika if the pirurim did not amount to the whole kika that the tinaik brought. Now here there's makom ha'ara, there's a place here to ask a question. It's the implication of the Mishnah Berurah is that if we would have a medika deraisa, that we did not do bittul, then we would require that the crumbs amount to the whole kikar to be toile. But we could be toile if the crumbs of this kikar did constitute the whole kikar that the tinok brought. Then we could be toile and we would not be required to do a new bedika. Aye, in Sif Katan Beis, as we mentioned, that if a mouse brought in chametz, we found a kikar sholem. Kikar Shalem for sure constitutes the whole kikar that the mouse brought, then we could not be told that this kikar came from the mouse. Why here are we able to be toile by the tinaik? Are we toile for a kikar for deraisa or not? It seems from the Magen Avraham that the difference here is that because it's the derech of the tinok to be mefarer, the crumbs that we see from the kikar are reglaim ledover that it came from the tinok. There's something here that shows that this most probably came from the tinok. A kikar sholem is nothing about the kikar sholem shows direct relationship to the achbar, other than the fact that we knew that the achbar brought in chametz. That's not enough to make it tliya. We need something more, something like the pirurim and derech lefarer, to be able to be toile deraisa. Sif beis. Kazayis chametz lemaila al akayre, mechayv noisoy lahavi sulam lahayridoy mipnei shepamim yipol meakayre. A person finds that there's a kazayis chametz on a beam inside the ceiling, above, out of reach, in his house. he is required to go take a ladder and remove that kezayis chametz, lest it should fall within Pesach from the koyre. Says the Mishnah Berurah that the Chok Yaakov learns that it's only a kezayis chametz that a person is required to remove. If it's less than a kezayis chametz, then he could be soimech on the bittul that he does and not be required to be moirid the kezayis from the koyre. And the Mishnah Berurah brings that there are those who are mefakpikim bezeh, that they are doubtful that we can rely on this kula, and even if it would be less than a full kezayis, we would be required to remove the chametz from the koyre. Avo imaya chametz babor. If a person would discover that he left chametz in a bor, in a pit, and we're talking now, of course, about a pit that it's not derech lishtamish bazeh, he's not used to using this pit during Pesach, because then, of course, he would be chayiv to be removed from the pit. But this is a bor that he does not use. Ein mechayiv in oisoi lahan loisoi. He's not required to remove this chametz from the pit. All he must do is do bittul, and that's sufficient. The implication here is clearly, like the Mishnah Berurah says, that if it's chiyuv deraisa, if he did not do bittul, then he would be required to go down to the pit and remove that chametz. Now the Mishnah Berurah says that this kula, that we do not require a person to remove chametz from the bor, is only if he left and the chametz fell there or came there without him placing it there on purpose. But if he puts the chametz biyadayim, he's lahatmi le biyadayim, with intention to leave the chametz there for over Pesach, then it would be usur for him to leave the chametz there, and he would be, and bittul would not be sufficient, and he would be required to remove the chametz from there.